Hi, I'm Rob Pritchard and I'm the sports editor at Manx Radio. Preparations are now well underway for what's to come this year for a sport that has seen noticeable growth on the Isle of Man in recent years, triathlon. In 2026, Manx Tri Club is running an expanded programme of events for the campaign, which will include a new competition to the series, as well as providing meetings for a variety of different ages and abilities. One of those who's been part of the growing number taking up the sport is Clara Isaac, who, since starting around 2 years ago, has now gone on to excel, winning a bronze medal in triathlon of the 2025 Ireland Games in Orkney. Looking to the weeks and months ahead, I sat down with Clara to find out what's to come in 2026, what's making triathlon more popular, and why it's considered a welcoming community for anyone who wants to get involved.
Yeah, we've got a really exciting year this year, so we've got some great events coming up. We've also got some fantastic new sponsors with, you know, great ties to the triathlon community, so really excited to welcome them this year and get the calendar going. So our first event is coming up soon. It's on the 25th of April, and that's the Online Payroll Junior Triathlon at the NSC. So that's age ranges between 8 and 14. You know, really exciting for youngsters coming up. The entry is all available online now, and it's normally a very, very popular event, all based at the NSC. So it's all quite close, easy to get to, and a really, really exciting event for young ones coming up. Then soon after, we have the FIM Capital Sprint Triathlon, and that's coming up on the 10th of May. So, you know, the season is really starting to kick off. It's a great event. It has, you know, all age ranges and teams. You have to be older than 15 to take part in that event. But always a really exciting event. That's a pool swim up at Ramsey. And then the bike and the run are all up north as well. So the bike goes round by Bride and the run's round the Morag. And then we're really excited that this year we're introducing the Paddy Crookall Manx Middle Distance. It's a half Ironman distance event, is what most people would kind of know it as. A real big challenge, very popular all over the world at the moment. And we have got some fantastic entries for that. And the entries are still open. That's up north and it's in the Morag Lake Swim. So you'll need your wetsuit for that one, unless it's a really hot day. But a really, really exciting event. Sponsored by Ramsey Crookall. And then last of all, we've got the Billboards Triathlon Championships at the 6th of September. So that's the same event every year. And we have a sprint and we have a standard distance category. And we also have teams in all three of these events as well. So no teams for our junior triathlon, just for the sprint, middle distance and for the championship. So everyone can get involved from all different sports. I'm hoping for good weather and a really good set of events this year.
Coming firstly just onto the one that you mentioned, the first event that's coming up, the junior event. Now, we've spoken previously, and I remember one of the things you mentioned last time was there's been a big push to try and get younger people into triathlon more generally, and particularly for girls as well. There's been more boys coming through over the last like 1 or 2 years, let's say, but getting more girls involved. The likes of the junior event, how good are they at giving someone, even if they don't want to go on and do, you know, compete at elite level in triathlon as well, but just to try it out and see if they like it, how good are the likes of the junior triathlon for just getting people involved?
Yeah, it's fantastic. You know, there is some incredible young women coming up, or young girls even coming up in the sport of triathlon. And it's fun. It's a non-competitive event. So it's a come, have a go, give it a try. I think it's so important. You know, the sport isn't predominantly men. You know, that's not how we want it to be perceived. There is an incredible community of both male and female on the Isle of Man, and that's definitely what we'd like to encourage. There are also some incredible young athletes in, you know, across all three disciplines that we'd love to see have a go. As you said, even if it's just for fun, if you're a runner, a swimmer, a cyclist, it's a great way to have a go at something different and just have a good time. You know, triathlon is all about the achievement, and the junior triathlon is a great way to get involved with that.
And what we're talking about, I suppose, the playing field, if you like, as well. You look at examples from, say, the last couple of years at the likes of the, you know, the Isle of Man Triathlon Championships and other events as well. There has been a good split, male and female at senior level, but also at something like the Ireland Games as well, which you were involved in last summer as well. So it shows that the Isle of Man is producing, for those who want to do it, I suppose, more competitive, if you like, producing both male and female competitors to take it to those next levels.
Oh, absolutely. And we've got such an incredible network over here and support system, especially with the Manx Tri Club and our coaches. You know, it's when you go to these events, you do get the people, you know, aiming to go for like Ireland Games, Commonwealth Games, and we've even been blessed with Will Draper, our Isle of Man's kind of only Manx professional triathlete. And he's attended the event. So you get, you know, kind of the top of the top of the Isle of Man triathletes, all the way along to people who are just giving it a go. You know, they may be doing it for charity, an achievement, something in memory of someone. So, and I think that's what's really nice about this sport, is that you don't have to be, you know, elite. You can be anything and you're always welcome. It's the most amazing, welcoming community to just come along, have a go and have a great time.
And again, on the subject a little bit of where your level might be as a person in triathlon as well, brings me a little bit onto the middle distance event as well. Does that event plug a gap almost between those who are maybe at a more beginner level, for example, right through to someone who wants to compete in the, you know, the Isle of Man Championships, that full distance?
Yeah, the half Ironman distance is such a massive thing at the moment. It's so, so popular. And I think what's great about doing it on the Isle of Man, it's a lot cheaper than going to, you know, one of these branded events all over Europe. So it's a great way to give that distance a go. But in the sprint distance, for example, in May, we offer a 400 meter swim, which is like what people mostly worry about is the swim. So it's a great introduction to then get into these, you know, the standard distance, your sprint distance, your standard, building it up to half Ironman. And I think the great thing about the half Ironman is it's such good practice for those who are even, you know, training for Ironman events throughout the year. And I think it's just an experience. You've got to give it a go. It's a great day out and it's such a good test. It is a challenge. Yeah, I mean, if you can do that, you can do any of the events that are on the Isle of Man.
And of course, when it comes to the, I suppose, if it's described this way, but in my mind, it's like maybe the centrepiece of the season, the Isle of Man Championships, is the fact that it's not just the full distance. You've also got sprint event in that as well, and sprint events more generally as well. Another option for people who maybe don't want to do the full distance for whatever reason.
Yeah, exactly. The sprint distance is such a great way to, you know, come in and have a good crack at it. It's a 750 metre swim in comparison to the standard distance, which is 1500 metres. They're both in the Morag Lake, which is actually a really pleasant swim, so don't want to get put off by that. It's an amazing swim in a beautiful setting, and it means you can dip your toes in. You know, if you started with the 400 metre sprint in May, come September the championships, you know, step up to the 750, and I can guarantee you by the year after you'd be at the standard distance.
And coming back to a point you made before about the half Ironman distance and how the interest seems to have grown, well, it seems like a lot of endurance sports, whether it's triathlon, whether it's purely focused on running and whatnot, just in the last few years, things seem to have exploded in certain nations across the world. Why might that be, I suppose? I mean, maybe just from a triathlon sense on your side of things, why so many more people have been getting involved in the last few years?
It's such a great achievement. And, you know, what an amazing thing to be involved in, you know, sport and health and really pushing yourself to the limits. I think it's absolutely fantastic why it's become so popular. You know, it's the same with marathons. And I think, as we were talking about after COVID, you know, a lot of us had stepped into kind of the realm of sports. And it is a really incredible way to test yourself and, you know, it doesn't matter what age you are, I think is really important. So when you're racing these distances, it can be, you know, like 18-year-olds right the way up. I think that one of the ladies who did the World Championships half Ironman, or I think she was full Ironman, was 82 years old. So it is not age discriminatory. You can continue to improve as you get older. And what kind of sport, you know, can you do that in? You see it in running. You definitely see it in triathlon. And I think that's what makes it so impressive and, you know, really enticing, is you've got loads of opportunity.
And away from all the competitive side and, you know, all the times and statistics and whatever as well, is something you've also mentioned already. And that's the community side of things. You say it's a really friendly, a really welcoming community as well. You know, for particularly for those who may consider starting out in triathlon, because of the demands of what triathlon can involve, it can be quite intimidating to some people to get involved and maybe feel that they're so far behind others. What do you say to those who, I suppose, come in for the first time, who, as you, to coin a phrase that you did, dip your toe in the water a little bit, to make them feel a bit more welcome and a bit more at home in something that is, by its nature, competitive and can be quite challenging?
Yeah, it's so true. I think when I first, because I only started 2.5 years ago, and I remember that feeling of how daunting it was stepping onto poolside. But all it took for me was to step onto poolside to realise how I didn't need that feeling. Everyone was so comforting, so reassuring, and the support around the course is absolutely incredible. And I think what you need to do is do it for yourself, not for anyone else. And when you set your own personal goals, going out and achieving them, there's, you know, no feeling like that. And I swear to you, the Manx Tri Club will literally be the most supportive people, supporting you achieving your goals. They're brilliant. It's a really warm and friendly atmosphere.
Just two more questions. So looking forward, we've already looked at maybe the events that are on the calendar at the moment. In terms of Manx Tri Club more generally, triathlon on the island, are there any other kind of plans in the pipeline, whether it's this year or going forward, to maybe adding or changing things? Are there any other things that are, I suppose, floating in the air, if you like, that might become a reality in the future?
I think with obviously the Island Games coming up in 2027, and then we're hosting the Games in 2029, there is a big push for us to all work kind of together as a team with our training. And what I've really enjoyed seeing is Russ Collister and Leslie Gray have been offering incredible coaching sessions, and they keep continuing to evolve them, introduce more. So that is definitely something to be excited about if you are either a new triathlete or someone looking to get into triathlon. Definitely look out for those sessions. They are two of the most wonderful people offering incredible training. And it's, you know, all together, like a group atmosphere. It's sociable, really fun. And I'd recommend people keep an eye on our social medias and Facebook page, particularly for the announcement of those training courses.
And just finally, for anyone listening who is maybe considering getting involved in triathlon, maybe once again, touch the Manx Tri Club to find out more details, whether it's about events or actually getting started, where can they find out more details? Who can they speak to?
So the best place to look would be our Facebook and Instagram page, which are kept up to date. There's also a Manx Tri Club community page on Facebook. You can also find our calendar on our website, but any questions, just pop us an email or even direct messages on the social media. You know, our committee are more than happy to help.
Thank you for having the stamina to make it to the end of the Manx Radio Sportscast. You're clearly someone who has their eye on the ball at all times. Want to hear more about the latest sporting news across the Isle of Man and much more? Then might I recommend you take the plunge and subscribe to this series or a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so that, in a flash, all of our finest moments take a winner's place on your smartphone. Thank you.